This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Associated Equipment Distributors.
I'm Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. We're here at the WPS Farm Show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. But let's head back to the studio where I'll give you an update on what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry.
The Federal Reserve has hinted at possible interest rate cuts in 2024, according to recent reports. Reuters reported March 20th that Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank was staying on track for 3 interest rate cuts this year, though the Federal Reserve left rates unchanged. However, a March 26th report from CNN said Federal Reserve officials are now considering fewer rate cuts, with 4 of the 19 officers on the rate-setting committee seeing rates staying above 5% this year, indicating one or no rate cut. A March 20th report from Bankrate stated that in the last year and a half, the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates 11 times, bringing the federal funds to a 23-year high of 5.25 to 5.5%. Mark Johnson, principal at ag consulting and accounting firm Pinion, said if the Federal Reserve delivered 1 or 2 federal rate cuts, combined with legislative action to give bonus depreciation tax incentives back to 100%, the large ag equipment market could grow up to 9% this year. Johnson had originally forecast market growth of 4 to 5% during the 2024 Ag Equipment Intelligence executive briefing in December.
The last time that we had a big run on the equipment, you know, when you look at kind of demand outpacing supply, was in 2021. So we've got older equipment out there. So there's definitely replaceable equipment out in the field. And so if the farmer could afford it with lower interest rates, I think that we'd probably get that 4 or 5% up to, it's not going to exceed 10 or 12% again for a year or better, but I think we'd see 7, 8, 9% growth.
One important aspect that ties into this, said Johnson, is getting bonus depreciation back to 100% versus its current 60%. Bonus depreciation is a tax incentive that allows companies to accelerate the depreciation of qualifying assets such as equipment.
If we had 1 or 2 cuts combined with Congress getting some action going on the bonus depreciation, getting back towards full expensing versus 60% expensing. And, you know, from what we've seen, both sides of the aisle are in favor of that.
John Ice, CEO at Wisconsin John Deere dealer Ice Implement, said lower interest rates could make a difference with customer sentiments toward equipment purchases, specifically helping the store get back to the 0% financing that he said customers really want. Ice also said the dealership has held off on certain renovations and upgrades due to high interest rates.
Just dealer capital investment for dealers to put on shop additions or purchase new vehicles for their fleets. It's getting costly when you have a 8% interest rate. It's made it much more difficult for us to pull the trigger on some of the things we want to do around here just because of that.
Todd Bachman, CEO of Florida Kubota dealer Florida Coast Equipment, doesn't believe 1 or 2 interest rate cuts would make a dramatic difference for his dealership's business. For Bachman, a potential cut in interest rates would benefit shortline manufacturers, specifically tractor manufacturers.
The biggest impact is going to be on the manufacturers, I would think, with interest cuts, because they're, you know, the financing that they're having to put, especially the B brands, these interest rates are really hard on them because they're ultimately usually carrying a good chunk of the floor plan cost for the dealer.
A container ship collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland on March 26th, causing it to collapse and suspending all vessel traffic in and out of the port until further notice, according to a statement from the Maryland Transportation Authority. The port's inability to handle imports and exports following the collapse likely could mean shifting traffic to other ports, according to a March 26th report from USA Today. That reshuffling could cause product delivery delays. Among East Coast ports, Baltimore is the closest to the Midwest and in 2023, according to the Maryland State Archives, ranked first in the nation in handling automobiles, light trucks, farm, and construction machinery, handling a record 1.3 million tons of roll-on, roll-off farm and construction machinery that year. A February 13th report from DAT Freight and Analytics said Baltimore has become the leading U.S. port for combines, tractors, hay balers, and importing excavators and backhoes. A November 2021 report from the Port of Baltimore said John Deere, Caterpillar, and CNH Industrial were among the port's major roll-on, roll-off customers, with CNH Industrial shipping 3,500 to 4,000 units annually from Baltimore to its overseas customers. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. Now, of course, we've talked about autonomy extensively here in the Technology Corner. We've seen retrofit kits used for mowing and tillage applications, but what about planting cover crops? Jake Warford works as a precision specialist for Linkel Precision in Nokomis, Illinois, and he says they're just scratching the surface when it comes to implementing autonomy in their customers' operations.
Well, I think there's gonna be big opportunities in fertilizer and lime spreading. I think that cover crop planting is going to be big. I used ours last year to sow some cover crops, and I sowed some wheat with it. I think, you know, the opportunities are kind of endless. It's just a matter of what you can, anywhere you can think to make it work, I think there's an application for it.
Hey, you saw Warford there standing in front of a Sabanto autonomy kit, which Linkel Precision is currently offering to their customers. And Warford says Sabanto's philosophy has been crawl, walk, run. And he says right now they're probably in the walking phase. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. The percentage of dealers forecasting sales growth of 2% or more in planter sales for the year hit a five-year low for 2024, according to the 2024 Farm Equipment Dealer Business Outlook and Trends report. Just over 25% of dealers forecast planter unit sales growth in 2024, the second year in a row this percentage has declined. In the last 5 years, dealers were most optimistic about planter sales growth for 2022, when 46.2% of dealers forecast growth of 2% or more. According to the February 2024 Ag Equipment Intelligence Dealer Sentiments and Business Conditions Update, dealers reported planter sales were down roughly 8% in January compared to December of 2023. In the fourth quarter of 2023, dealers reported planter sales were down roughly 2% versus the third quarter of 2023. According to a recent Farm Equipment Insider text poll, the majority of dealers indicated their leased equipment volume hasn't changed much year over year. Nearly two-thirds of dealers say their current volume of leased equipment is about the same as last year's, while 24% report leases are down by at least 5%. But just over 9% of dealers reported an increase in leases of 5 to 10%. Only 3% of dealers said their leased equipment volume was up 11% or more. To become a Farm Equipment Insider, you can text FARM to 833-413-2175 to sign up. In its fiscal year 2024 earnings report on March 21st, Titan Machinery reported $2 billion in ag equipment revenue for the year, a 28% year-over-year increase. Total revenue for the fiscal year was $2.8 billion, up 25% year-over-year. This is a record high for the last 5 years and the second highest year-over-year increase in full-year ag revenue that Titan Machinery has seen in the last 5 years. Ag revenue for the fourth quarter came in at $620.6 million, up 41% compared to the fourth quarter of Titan's 2023 fiscal year. The company said this fourth quarter ag revenue growth was led by strong same-store sales growth of 35.5%, which was aided by strong demand and improved equipment availability. Segment revenue growth was also supported by contributions from Titan's acquisitions of two dealers, Idaho dealer Pioneer Farm Equipment in February 2023 and South Dakota dealer Scott Supply in January 2024. Scott Supply was Farm Equipment's 2007 dealership of the year. Titan Machinery reported $894 million in floor plan payables as of January 31st, a 246% year-over-year increase from $258 million as of January 31st last year. Floor plan interest expense for the 12 months ended January 31st of this year was $13.8 million, up from $1.9 million in the previous year. Looking ahead at its 2025 fiscal year, Titan Machinery expects its ag revenue to be flat to up 5%, including the impact of its acquisition of Scott Supply. During the March 21st earnings call, CFO Bo Larson gave more color on the ag revenue projections, saying, "It also assumes mid to high single-digit growth on our parts and service business. As for equipment revenues, it assumes industry equipment volumes to be down 10 to 15% and pricing on new equipment to be up low single digits. The underlying growth for equipment revenue is expected to be driven by market share gains, aided by improved availability of high horsepower equipment, as well as proactive posture on selling through the used equipment that will be generated through trade-ins." This week's data point is brought to you by the 2024 Dealership Mind Summit. According to AGCO's 2023 annual report, the manufacturer has 1,795 independent dealers and distributors in North America, a 3.5% year-over-year increase. AGCO's total number of dealers and distributors dropped in 2023 for its Europe, South America, and rest of world regions. The number of independent dealers and distributors in the South America region was down 17% from 265 in 2022 to 220 in 2023. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions to bthorpe@lessertermedia.com. And for On the Record, I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.